Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This week's Happy Hour brought to you by the shrimp that is in my belly from Omaha Steaks. They seriously have the best everything, right? When I ate meat, best steak I ever had, best burgers. These shrimps are like the little baby fists. They're huge.
Yeah.
They're delicious. Oh, I'm a pescatarian, as you know.
Yes.
And the salmon was the best I've ever had. It is the wild sockeye salmon. OMG. They have something for everybody. How about this? Omaha Steaks has an amazing limited time summer sizzle pack you're going to love. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter that code liberal in the search bar. You save 55%.
What if you're an apple tartletarian?
Oh, well, they have the caramel apple tartlets for you.
Wow.
Made from scratch. For the summer sizzle pack, though, $79.99, you get four naturally lean top sirloin steaks. Oh, aged 21 days. Wow. Four boneless chicken breasts, four gourmet jumbo Frank's King kielbasas. A package of all beef meatballs, the potatoes au gratin, and the aforementioned caramel apple tartlets and that Omaha Steak signature seasoning.
Sprinkle.
Someone told me once, you get really good quality. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Is the right little seasoning and fire.
Boom.
Fire, smash, rock. Okay, my point is, and they also chuck in that amazing steak cut bacon. It's an amazing package. It's all flash frozen, vacuum sealed, shipped in with dry ice in a cooler. Oh, so good. Mm. All backed by Omaha Steaks, unconditional, 100% money back guarantee. You treat yourself and your family. Do it. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type the code liberal in the search bar to order the summer sizzle pack today. Hour. Look, it's Anna Ortiz. Can I just say, all right, let's take a second to say she is our homegirl because she's the first really skinny, gorgeous actress that's been here that's fucking slamming drinks. She's eating. She's shoving stuff in her mouth. It's fantastic.
She's got a cheese and cracker plate. She's got a basil martini with two blue cheese stuffed olives
in it.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Don't worry. Women hate you more than ever now. Just shoving cheese. She's literally, this is what she texted you, that everything she eats or drinks is just a cheese delivery system.
That's true.
So I ran out and got cheese this afternoon.
She's like the female Chris Lavoie.
Right?
It's like
that just made her day.
I'm like, if I know, we've been trying to fucking get here for her forever. If I known she's like a mouse, all I gotta do is have cheese here.
Just
did you tell her there was a dab of peanut butter too?
I did not. We're just gonna leave a trail.
From Ugly Betty and
Devious Maids.
I know. For fuck's sake.
I watch all of her shows. I'm sorry.
I love her.
Hi, what's up, me Hendy?
Oh my god. Look at you. You're so beautiful. Don't look directly at her.
I know.
Oh my god.
I would just stay here, so sorry.
No, but you came on the regular show with Carlos L's Rocky.
I did,
our mutual good friend.
Too. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so freaking funny. And,
oh my god.
Yeah. And when I met him.
Who was he doing Kellyanne Conway as today?
Golem, Smeagol.
I need from spiders.
There's another spider. I'm telling you, I listen to every minute of
Donald Trump is my precious.
My kids know that every time they come into the kitchen in the morning. And you're on, and they start yapping at me about one thing, I have to pause it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I'm in the middle.
Shut your fucking pie holes. We are in a battle for the soul of America. Yeah, well, that's why your kids are so fucking awful, that this was them
yesterday
on the school walkout with a sign saying, protect kids, not guns.
Yeah. You know what was really cool, too, is so we did that, and not as many people participated as I had imagined would. Anyway, But we went out there. There's probably like 30 kids.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I put on the TV and I showed them all the kids from around the country that were doing it.
Yeah.
So I was like, look, they were doing it there and you were part of this and you were part of this incredible thing that everyone. And it's so, it just, I could see it just sink in that, you know, that.
You're part of something.
You're part of something. Yeah. Exactly.
You're not just you. It's a movement.
Yeah. But that's how these marches have felt. Like, you went to the Women's March, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember we were texting about that.
Let me point out, first of all, they're obviously genetically superior like you. Secondly, they're obviously already awesome activists like you and crazy smart. And I will say, Travis, she was a little unclear how old they are.
She's had a couple of drinks.
I don't. Listen.
I mean, a couple
it's
sips.
All
a couple
interchangeable.
Can you imagine if I had kids? I'd be like, kindergarten, college? I don't know.
Yo, can I tell
Jesus.
You? My husband always is like, babe, what's our anniversary? And I'm like, it's fucking June? Fucking.
Something.
I don't. You know why? Because.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just can't fucking remember.
Because you're a Contessa like me?
Yeah.
That's what Travis calls me.
I was like, if it's not my birthday, I really don't care.
I don't care. It's not about me.
That's why I hooked up with my boyfriend on February 14th. So now Valentine's Day. It's easy.
That makes it so easy. My daughter's birthday and our anniversary are very similar. And that I can't.
All right. So we have determined that we think they're roughly 6 to 8.
8 and 6, yes.
Mm. Uh-huh. And daughter is?
8.
8. Son is 6. As far as we know.
As far as I can tell.
I think she would know which one's younger, at least.
They're very cute.
They are very cute. I can confirm that. But you really are. Like, you, we heard that through Carlos. And then when you were on, I was like, oh my God, she's crazy fucking smart and political. And isn't it amazing how they have the dumbest fuck celebrities on their side ever. And they're always thinking, oh, honey,
Chachi.
Who cares? Oh, who cares what they think? I mean, first of all, they have shitty actors and singers. And then secondly, right.
That's why they're so jealous. And all they can do is dog us out. And yell at us and say we're super low, lame, or stupid, or low IQ, or whatever it is.
Did you see Fox News just fucking put, like, Shaquille O'Neal said something
about,
like, he's not for gun control, and, oh, this wouldn't have stopped anything, or something?
Yes!
And we're like, oh, now Fox News is interested in what black athletes...
Yeah, and the
brain First Amendment rights and what they think about issues.
Yeah, it's just so...
Yeah.
I'm frustrated all the time.
Right?
That's
fucking what a shit show. What a goddamn craptastic fucking mind-bending shit show. Disaster wrapped in a fucking nightmare.
Girl,
wrapped in a
See, this is my everyday, and this is why my husband and I get into so many arguments about it, because I'm like, my son, I was just saying, my son will be like, Donald Trump's an asshole, and I'm like, yeah, he's an asshole. And my husband's like, babe, I really don't think that, I mean, you're like indoctrinating them, and like, you shouldn't say asshole. I was like, but that's the only fucking word. He's
well, you're like,
fucking
well,
asshole.
That asshole does. I mean, that fucking asshole says
your son didn't call him a fucking asshole,
right?
So that's,
he should, you know.
But
your
son
is more respectful than most people in his cabinet.
Right? Hello.
True.
I can't.
No, I was just going to ask you. I've asked because I did not spawn. But I can't imagine.
Olive.
Travis. Yeah, barkeep.
Man.
Good job, barkeep.
I went shopping.
Mm. Fucking A, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry,
Travis and I were on a cheese related. I was like, oh shit.
I gotta have
her rider. Her rider is very cheese intensive.
Since Chris Lavoie left, we don't have a big cheese stock around here like we used to.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, look at this view.
Yeah, right?
Gorgeous.
So wait. So what was I saying? Oh, because I don't have kids, I ask everybody this because I really am fascinated. How the fuck do you raise children in Donald Trump's America? He is everything any decent parent teaches their children not to be. And just even that,
you know,
how do you not swear when he...
I do. I mean, first of all, I swear all the time. But I have to tell you, I don't know if I know if I'm the one to ask, because the day that he won...
I'm sorry. Could you put air quotes in that your reading?
Correct.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me just be a casting director giving you
notes.
When you say one.
Well, my kids went to bed thinking they would wake up, and I did too. I was like, good.
President Hillary.
And I wake up in the morning, and I had to go to bed early because I was having such a panic attack.
Yeah.
That I was like, I can't stay awake for this.
Yeah.
I woke up the next morning, like, and my daughter comes like, Mommy, is Hillary president? I was crying.
Oh,
first
no.
thing in the morning, I was like, no, honey, she's not.
No, honey.
And she looks, and I'm crying.
Your childhood's
like,
going to be a fucking crap fest.
But it's, mommy, it's going to be okay. And I looked at her and I was like, no, it's not. It's gonna be okay. It's not gonna be okay.
See, that's what's happening all over America is like child and mother, like
what I did to my
child
kid.
And parent are switching really early where the kids are like, yes. I mean, children are the future, mom. You're like, fuck that bullshit, motherfucker.
I was like, it's over. It was horrible.
What is happening? Just be happy you weren't at the Abbey for a victory party for Hillary when it all went down.
Oy, no, oh, no.
You've never seen gays go that bad.
That's some bad homos, man.
Where were you? Were you?
We were at the Abbey for a victory party.
Yeah. At the Abbey.
And it's like, it started out, and we're like,
What?
Virginia? Huh? No. Pennsylvania?
No.
What?
No.
Michigan?
No.
Wisconsin?
No.
What? Huh? No. And that's where we went to Tortilla Republic and started having tequila.
I can't.
Sean, I think Max has fallen, much like I will be later after the happy hour. And needs probably some help.
Oh, but you know what I was going to say? I was going out for all these auditions for pilots this pilot season. This is totally off the subject. Something happy and wonderful.
Yes.
And I saw her twice, but I didn't say hi. It was Tashina Arnold. I know. And I saw her two auditions.
She's
Oh, she's so amazing. And I just wanted to go up to her and be like, calling Frangela.
Oh my God, you're so precious.
Oh no, she would probably, totally. No,
she probably feels
that.
The same you about should... you.
Next time I'm definitely going to. Because that's how I met. That's how it happened with Carlos. Because I was at a thing and I was like, I'm sorry, I have to fangirl out because I'm such a huge Steph fan and you're so amazing. And he was like, oh, well, you got to meet her. She's really awesome. I was like,
but I love that there's like this connection. Because
we've been trying for like, it seems like 20 to 30 years to get in. She is in here for happy hour. So this is really.
I'm already half in the bag.
It's fantastic.
Cheers.
Imagine some shit. Listen, we want to hear some shit about America Ferrera and Eva Longoria. Because don't we all, Travis and I were saying, happy hour used to be more like just, you know, we're like, oh, just personal, you know, no FCC, but not politics, really just normal. But I'm like going, now every fucking cocktail party is drunk Trump history everywhere. It's what people talk about. Yeah. I mean, like we said, don't you remember when we worried about normal shit?
Yes. Yes. Like John Fugelson always says, like if Hillary was president, we'd be at brunch talking about Beyonce's fucking twin.
Right.
Oh, we'd be talking about the scandal. Oh, my God. Why scandal? How do we get the murder crossover episode?
Oh, my God.
That's what
we'd
be talking about.
I know.
Right.
Which I love.
No.
But you probably, but, I mean, because I know you're good friends with other famous actresses like you, awesome activists, like activists. What the fuck's an activist?
But I knew what you were saying.
But America Ferrera, Eva Longoria, I mean, I almost feel like, how can you not fucking be political now?
No, exactly. You have to be. And they're both expecting, and they're both, you know, about to spawn. And
children, I thought they were expecting impeachment like I am, or resignation. I'm sorry. I see the lens. I think everything through the lens of Trump Russia. That's all I see.
They're expecting.
Do you
that
see
too.
That through a lens of indictment? Oh, expecting a child. Fine.
But I think that's a big catalyst for them. I think since America, I met America when she was like 20 friggin' 3.
Yeah, she was just a kid back then.
Yeah, and she was still. She's just, you either, you know, you
I
get
love the
it
story
you
that you auditioned to play Ugly Betty. Good Can fucking luck. Good I fucking know. Luck. Drop dead gorgeous. Whatever. Oh, I put on a baggy sweater and no makeup. Oh, go fuck
it's
yourself.
True. I'm wearing a poncho.
Go fuck yourself, Anna Ortiz.
I'm going to do a little Frida.
But that's the thing. Like, see, but here's the moral of the story. You go in, even though I was like, there's no A, I'm 100, and B, I'm not. Effort. In
pardon
TV
me,
years.
Frozen
in
time.
I just think I'm gonna barf. I mean, in TV years. And
oh, I see. In girl TV years. You're right about that. Yeah, it's like dog years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it wasn't a perfect fit, but it was a chance to audition for Selma and, you know, go in there and kill
her. Right.
And then they call me back for the sister.
Hello.
Hello.
Hola.
So you see?
Hola, que tal? Huh?
Not a bad part to get either.
Oh, it was.
She was a great character.
She was my jam.
Okay, what's going on with Max?
I'm sorry.
This is, you know what, the soundtrack of my life is my dog distress barking because of his neurological problems in his back legs, and also Frances McDormand's creepy Oscar laugh.
Do you really sleep outside in a sleeping bag?
Sometimes, if he's having a bad night, yes.
Honey.
The rain is not good for me.
Can you get fucking tarp or something?
I know, we need to set up a tent.
Look at her, she's fucking sauced already. This is Travis, you know what? We got to give it up for ourselves. This is the drunkest we've gotten anyone this fast. I mean, Lily Tomlin actually fell out of her chair.
You have
but I'm just saying, it took me a while to get Lily.
Straight vodka. And it's vodka shaken with a little bit of basil.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about putting the vermouth in there. You said dry.
No, I like this.
That was a side dish.
This is good.
This is good, man.
Oh my God. Well, this is the problem. See, this is what I worry about is I just kind of want to like listen to you guys and laugh and giggle.
No, you need to participate.
No, you're not. This is a participation show. You are part of the show now.
All right.
No, I love this. Travis said these were your texts. You said, obviously, I'm a politics junkie. My husband thinks it's making me a crazy person.
Well, it is.
He wants me to go on a news blackout.
Yeah.
No, and I literally am like, I mean, obviously, I know who you are, but literally, Travis will ask me about someone. I'm like, if Rachel Maddow didn't say it, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know who it is.
Oh, you know what my husband does every now and again? And my father does this, too. He'll just watch Fox News. And I know you have to, my love. But I don't.
I watch a lot of MSNBC, really. Honestly, I do watch a lot of MSNBC.
Me too. My blood pressure, I can't take it.
So he'll put it on and he...
Does this traumatize you?
Girl, yes. But my father says, because my father's
drinking.
Like a...
Keep drinking.
My dad's like a super lefty, like as far
he's
left
Che Guevara.
As you can get.
Yeah.
And he's always like, Nena. You gotta know who the enemy is. You gotta know your enemy. So you gotta watch this. But I don't have what it takes.
You can use that for your West Side Story.
I could
audition. I think
if they would do it,
a boy like that, he'd kill your brother.
Doing a new one.
Who is? That's Spielberg.
Wouldn't a boy like that kill your brother?
I'm sure they're gonna hire like Emma Stone.
What?
To play Marie. So I wouldn't.
She
doesn't look Asian.
I love that you wanted to be a ballerina. I love that.
I know. Until I went on point. You're a singer,
you're a ballerina. But right? That's,
I went on point.
That's some bullshit on point.
My toes started bleeding. I was like,
oh,
no.
Jesus.
Someone said I could sing. That's what I'm going to do now. I'm not that strong. Like, that's just, I'm not that
person. That seems like some bullshit, that on point stuff. I watch Black Swan just for the Leslie shit, but still,
see,
Travis.
It was good. But no, but I was watching Debbie Allen in Fame saying,
right?
Like, if you want fame,
you got to work.
And you fucking
it starts
bleeding,
here. It starts now.
Here. Yeah.
What the fuck does she know? Jesus Christ. She thought Cosby was all right. Okay, listen.
I can't.
What?
Yeah,
what?
No.
What? All right.
I know. I wonder, has anybody asked them about that? Or I know Lisa Bonet came out like, yeah, it makes sense.
All right, maybe.
Well, Keisha Napoleon was kind of like on the fence about him because she's like, he was like my father figure. You know what?
He never put the pill in
the
pill in the person with my ah.
She knows all of her lines.
You guys, you don't understand. Like, you should probably get a fucking restraining order.
Okay.
She knows where you live, Steph.
I asked you to come, so.
I know, but.
Listen, it's not like I haven't invited stalkers here before, Travis.
Somebody curls up next to you in your fucking sleeping bag one of these nights.
I'm gonna be like, oh, someone's spooning me. Oh, Anna Ortiz. Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm telling you.
That's gonna be talking about on the show tomorrow morning, how Anna was spooning you in the sleeping
bag
tonight.
Well, listen, there's a lot of avocado trees out there, and I assume as a Hispanical,
you
enjoy the guacamole.
I do. I mean, I'm not Mexican.
I can mix them.
She's Puerto Rican.
I know.
You know that. It's in
Puerto
your
Rican, Irish. I know. Who the fuck cares? I'm too drunk to read my prep.
I'm Irish, too.
I know that. Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day coming up.
Our research department is huge.
What?
Our research department here is huge.
I love that I did show prep, but I'm just like, I'm basically spilling Chardonnay on it now. Yeah, anyway.
That's my girl.
No, but I just love the whole thing about your husband thinks you're crazy. Hello. Did you see I pulled a dryer sheet out of my fucking pants this morning? I thought I had a tumor. I was like, it's not a tumor of any kind.
I've done that. I've been in my freaking school.
Put dog shit in my hair, Anna. It's really a
bad
period.
No, you want to know how gross I was? I just take my jeans off sometimes at night and throw them on the floor in my closet.
Yeah.
And the next morning to take the kids to school, I throw them back on.
Yes.
And I would walk to school and I said, the same thing. Like, do I have a tumor? And no, it's just a pair of old underpants.
Just remember,
it is not a tumor.
It is not a
tumor. This is why she doesn't wear
underwear.
Think
of that in your head all the time. Oh, yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger in your head going, it is not a tumor. It is a dryer sheet, you dumb bitch.
It's a pair of your
Consider
underwear.
This a divorce from your pants.
No.
Wow.
I didn't realize, though, until today that you don't wear underwear. I didn't know that was like a thing.
Do people wear underwear? Why?
Yes. You comment on mine all the time when I'm bent over the desk.
Well,
I'm sure a lot of people have seen you bent over a desk.
Me too.
Like, that's some rare sighting.
Why not? But I wear, I'll wear a pair of jeans for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's... no, you're not supposed, like, nice jeans. One of my friends said
you're not even supposed to wash them ever, some people say.
You put them, and have you ever heard the trick? You put them in the freezer?
Yes.
Yes.
What does that do?
I have no room in my fucking freezer.
It kills
What's
everything.
What's happening,
apparently.
Sean?
He's checking on your dog.
I feel like there's some report that he doesn't want to tell me what's going on. Did he make guacamole for Ennett Ortiz? Okay. Yeah. All right. So I love that you said your husband argued because you think I'm indoctrinating the kids, but is that so wrong? No.
No.
Because there's a fucking traitor in the
And those motherfuckers, listen, this one with the 19 kids and the don't tell me they're not indoctrinating their 7 million
right.
kids. The thing is that we're not breeding enough.
No, we're not.
Look, you're not breeding. You know, are you going to have kids?
No.
Yeah,
ever?
We gotta,
I'm a great uncle.
Honey, you got to fuck the stupid out of those people.
Do you
people.
Understand what I'm saying, though?
What?
Those people.
Like George Carlin said, we got to fuck each other until we're all one color. We got to do
that.
We
got to
fuck the stupid out of
them. That's happening. George Carlin is, that's already happening. But no, those people procreated at a much higher rate than
right.
It's because they don't believe in birth control.
Right.
And we just know, like, oh no, I'd actually like to have a life before I have kids and, like, do shit.
Right.
And, you know, screw around.
Or live within your means. Know how many children you can
Thank
have.
You.
Raise them right. Not.
See, look at that's why gays are the parents. Look at all that fucking shit
no.
he thinks about.
No, all my friends who have had kids, it's like, that's like. For a gay to have a kid?
Gays don't have them by accident. You don't have them by a fucking accident, man.
No, we tried.
Yeah. All right. But you were saying having kids, like, you're as inspired as all the rest of us. These fucking Parkland Warriors, man, and all the kids around the country. I mean, you were saying here in LA, your kids. I mean, I love the kids on the football field that with their bodies spelled out enough.
Yeah. And my kids have already been to, they've been to both women's marches.
Mm-hmm.
They went to this. We went to, I mean, we are constantly out there with them. Like,
you're
I'm
going
just,
on the 24th, right?
Hells yeah.
Hells to the yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know you're going to Washington.
And
where
yes,
are you going to go?
You're in charge of the LA thing.
Where are you going to go?
Yes.
Oh, maybe.
Yes.
Let me just look up.
We'll connect you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll work it out. I think because we were talking about maybe getting Frangela and Jody and getting a...
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Yeah. See, this isn't good.
No.
Because I'm going to meet them.
No.
I'm going to be really fucking stupid.
Anna, no. This is... No.
Like, you guys, I love you so much.
It is a...
I'll start
it's
doing
a family.
Their
We're
family.
All this together. We're a family.
Family.
This is how it works.
Yeah.
I'll just embarrass you because I'm going to fangirl out on
That's
them.
Okay.
No.
Now, here's what I loved about you. Speaking of your childhood, you played the field in softball.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm such a softball dyke. I was such a degenerate in high school. I cut school so much they forced me to be on the team.
Yeah.
They didn't have enough girls to play.
Yeah.
Or else I would have had to repeat a grade.
Yeah.
It was the 80s in Manhattan.
I mean.
You're like, who wants to go to school? I look, Club 54 is open.
Club 54.
Studio 54.
Studio 54.
And that wasn't open.
No.
Whatever,
it was
Anna.
The tunnel. It was Nell's. It was Mars Bar, Milk.
What about the Limelight?
Limelight.
Was that happening?
Limelight.
The gays say the Limelight, of
course.
Yeah. I know about Limelight. I was a,
Limelight.
I was a DJ in Hot 97, everybody.
It's a mall now.
It's a mall now.
Did you know I was a DJ in Hot 97?
I loved Hot 97.
Hot 97 in the morning, everybody. Here's Betty Boo doing
I'm
the
sure
do.
I'm sure I listened to you. Did you?
We got some Boys to Men tickets coming up, everybody. Howard and Stephanie in the morning. Hot 97, everybody.
It was
Because
then Hot 97 became like the
hip-hop station. Yes. Well, right. And then we were like the old white dinosaurs and they fired us. Yeah, no, that's what happened.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
By the way, you're more fucking hip-hop than a lot of motherfuckers.
Okay,
so
well,
even...
listen, those motherfuckers, I was the oldest white dinosaur there. I was just, and that was a long time ago. But I was like, I remember, I'll never forget, that was my worst interview ever. I've talked about this. They sent the model, the supermodel that didn't speak English that was in the video.
Fun.
For, what was the snap? You know, with Martha Wash actually sang the music. Hang on, my band is going to play this tune. You know, what am I thinking of?
It's just a vibration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Martha Wash sang every fucking thing in the late 80s. But they thought, oh, she's too fat for videos. And so they booked like European supermodels to lip sync in the videos. But so they booked on the radio show the supermodel that didn't speak English.
So she's your
type. That was a long... No, Travis, it was a long goddamn interview.
Oh, Anna's taking off clothes.
Hold on.
Oh, wow.
Well,
now
okay.
It's now. Waka, 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 waka.
Now you know why we're always hot in the studio. It's it's warm down here.
I like it.
It's
I'm
getting
always
hot in here.
Cold, so
Let's
I'm
take
so
off all our clothes.
To be, yeah.
Stephanie.
What?
I don't care.
Okay. Married and has kids.
Whatever.
I mean, we've been married a long
time. It's Trump's America. we're having a lot of America Strikes Back sex.
That's right.
Right? Come on. Serve your country, goddammit. Get in the trench.
I'll tell you what I mean by trench, though.
In
New York, man, we didn't have any way to, like, keeping tabs on any of us. I mean, there was no pagers, no...
Right.
It was just a fucking payphone and a dime.
Well, sorry, Mom, there's no payphone for several blocks.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to call her from the club. Like, I'm good!
That's not the music they're listening to.
I know. That's all I have in my box. Sorry. Strike it up! This band is going to play my tune. Strike it up!
I love it.
Martha Wash, man. The shit. Martha Wash was the shit.
Did you meet her?
No. No, they only booked the model that didn't speak English on my show. They did not book Martha Wash, who actually sang it.
You look so pretty.
Oh, my God.
I love all
Travis,
your jewelry.
Travis, get the fuck out. Sean, shut the lights up. Mama needs some over 40 lighting.
Wait, when was the last time you had, like, a steady girlfriend?
Shut up.
Seriously.
Am I staying with an ex when I'm going to D.C.? Yes. Well, yes.
No,
yes.
You're staying at Carl Frisch's. You said you were staying at Carl Frisch's.
I was. It might happen. I don't know. We'll see.
Breaking news. You're welcome, everyone.
She slept with her ex recently.
Oh, my God. Stop it. You
good
fucker.
For you.
Not
why the
any
fuck
ex.
Not?
The one that I was going to marry. Okay. Listen, it's not important now. Let's
you
go never, back.
This is so good. You don't even understand what fucking heaven I'm in right now.
I don't bang my exes. Uh-uh.
I bang her.
They're exes for a reason.
I was going to marry her. It's not... Oh, God. Dudes are fucking gross. Okay. Have you noticed how many beauty schmall actresses like Anna Ortiz we've had on Happy Hour?
Yes.
Do you think I could do this without my Plexiderm?
No. No,
it's on camera, too. We're all on camera now. We're on Zoom calls and FaceTimes and Instagrams and things.
Too much.
It's
and listen, when you're wearing a mask, all people see are your eyes.
You can't hide, nope. Right? You got to get rid of the wrinkles, the crow's feet, the under eye bags, and we're all. Can I say a little bit stressed? A little bit. Okay. It's just you, but 10 years. It's the 10 years challenge, right?
Yes.
Do you think people are doing a favor? Like, oh, look at this Facebook 10-year memory I found. You're like,
no.
But if you have Plexiderm, you're like, huh, bring it. Bring it, biatch.
Yes.
Let's do it. The best part is Plexiderm glows on clear, lasts for hours, so nobody even knows it's there. It's a little pick-me-up in this shutdown, in these trying times. Go to triplexiderm.com. Use my code VOICES. You get half off a full-size bottle plus an additional $10 off. That is half off plus an extra $10. I feel like it lasts, like, I mean, not forever. It's a finite, but a long time.
Quite a while, yeah.
You need a teeny little pinprick amount under each eye, and it is like magic. Half off plus an extra $10 off. Call them 800-685-1292 if you want to talk to a person and still use the code VOICES. That is triplexiderm.com. Type in VOICES. That is the code VOICES at triplexiderm.com. So wait. You born in Manhattan? Who the fuck is born? Really? You're from what? What?
That's right.
New York's in the house. 212's in the house, everybody.
It is 212 still.
Right?
We have a fight in my family because a lot of my family's from the Bronx. Sorry, I'm chewing.
Well, that's all right.
No.
Oh, my God. And, this is fantastic. Nobody ever fucking eats or drinks on this goddamn thing. And she's a skinny fucking actress. I love this. I'm so goddamn sick of vegan and I don't drink.
Do you spin, too?
Do I what?
Do you spin?
I've just been getting into it, but I take a hella good workout class called Drenched.
Sounds good.
It's so good, girl.
That's going to call next weekend. What? Travis, shut up.
I'm excited about this. We should like.
Okay, no, it's not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. Okay, go ahead.
Did you know she was staying?
What?
I'm not dating. I'm not dating.
Her ex.
She's been taunting us with it for like a week, and we're like, no, don't do it.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Anna.
We have to live vicariously through you.
You're the only one who's single and has like this wild, crazy sex life.
Right?
I do not.
Oh,
really?
I'm settling
down. I fucking pulled dryer sheets out of my twat while I'm sitting in my fucking
well, that's why you're single.
Dog shit
that's
in my hair.
These things.
I am not getting... Okay.
When you hook up with these people, they don't know this about you. Unless they listen to the radio show and they're stalkers.
What, like me?
Like Anna. What? Hello.
Hi.
What? Can we get rid of the six or eight or however old they are? Can't they go with the husband?
They could. Oh, my God.
All right. Now, wait a minute. So, let's talk about you for a minute. You went to the goddamn Fame High School.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the, right, LaGuardia High School of Music?
I saw that movie. It changed my fucking life. I decided that's where I was going to go.
Did you
school.
Do the Hot Lunch Jam?
It was completely different than
did
the
you
movie.
Sing to the dogs in the yard?
That was like my least favorite song.
Okay, I know, right? Hot Lunch Jam better.
Hot Lunch Jam, so good. Dogs in the Yard. That was like
Fame, the greatest.
Best.
I remember my name.
Yeah.
And remember,
my audition
remember,
song.
Remember.
My
remember.
Audition song was going to be I'm always wondered who is.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite.
Do I fit in? Make believe in this heart.
It's hard alone out here on my own. Irene Cara. Oh my God.
I've never seen Fame.
Oh my God.
You're fired.
Okay.
You?
I know the song. The song is amazing.
Excuse me. Tonight, what are you going to fucking do? No, you can't watch Rachel. You have to watch Fame.
Right?
Sean, can
it's
you?
It's the fucking Drag Race finale tonight. I'm watching the Drag Race finale.
Can
you find some music there? Because he's not good at that.
Can we talk about Drag Race? No.
Yes.
Not the time.
She has no idea what we're talking about. But you and I can talk about Drag Race.
I know Drag Race. RuPaul.
Yes.
Nancy Pelosi
All
was
stars,
just on it.
There's
only when there's
Pelosi
only when there's
she was
a nexus.
Terrific on it. She was terrific.
Only when there's a nexus of politics. I'm like, oh.
Do you think the drag queens taught Nancy how to read? Because like right after she like the news broke that she had done Drag Race, and that's when she did the whole standing in her heels for like 8 hours talking.
Is that right?
And
I
she
didn't
started
realize...
like going into Donald Trump and like laying into him. I think the drag queens taught her how to read. I think they went to the library.
For life.
The library was open.
Yes.
They got their reading glasses.
I can't. The little bopper glasses.
Yes. And I think they taught Nancy how to read because she started like whipping out these one-liners.
You're right. You know what? I'm going
to
say yes.
She tried to do the two. They taught her the snaps in a circle. Mm-mm-mm. Donald Trump, snap.
You just made a Living Color
Paul
reference.
Ryan, snap. Well, listen, I'm old, and that's the last time I watched entertainment television because you fucking know who's president. Do you know who the fuck?
We live in hell.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I'm going to Prague, and I'm wondering if they're going to just be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Dylan just got back.
Oh, do you want my t-shirt? I'm sorry about our president in every language.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I'll give it to you to go.
You,
and you
really?
Have to give it back.
I
yes.
will give it back.
Okay.
That means you have to come back.
Okay, as long as you say you have it because you slept with me.
Okay. Fucking such a deal. I'm so down with that.
I stole this when I left her house. I didn't want to
do
like a shame wearing my sweater that I wore to happy
exactly.
hour. Morning. So I took the shirt.
Sean, can we find
oh my God, I'm so excited about
out
it.
Here on my own? Travis is too pretty and muscular to
that was gonna
fucking
be,
do anything.
Oh, now I'm really
no.
basil. I'm going to eat it.
What?
This vodka stuff.
Oh my God, you're eating the roughage in your
salad. It's a salad. She's an actress.
It's healthy.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, wait. So let's talk. Can we talk for a minute about Devious Maids? Because what is Carlos' show he wants to do? Remember? He was in here. He wants to do
Cooking with Carlos?
No,
Dangerous Gardeners. He wants to
hold that one.
He does the whole thing like attacking with a leaf blower.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Listen,
it'll be the companion piece.
It could be a thing because I know quite a few hot, super hot gardeners, I'm just saying.
Right?
Yeah, no.
My gardener's really
hot.
I watched
Desperate Housewives. I remember.
Oh, right?
Hot gardener on that. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is like a for real. Like, these are like the real deal, not no fucking actors.
Right? There should be a reality show about the hot gardeners of.
I'm telling you, I know like three or four.
Sexy gardeners?
Yeah.
And the spinoff could be the pool boys.
Oh, oh wait. My pool boy, not so much.
What?
He's more like a pool grandpa.
Oh.
Yes. No, my pool guy, too. No, no. What are the chances we get you and America Ferrara and Ava Longoria back for like a just fucking throw tequila at each other and guacamole
yes.
and fucking just
well, once they have their children.
Crazy.
That's a stereotype. She drinks vodka. We've learned this.
Listen, I have devised our happy hour that is going to include
Listen,
all my Latina sheroes.
All of this can happen. But they're both going to have to give birth first.
Oh, fine.
Oh, that's technicality.
Oh, you know what? That'd be extra ratings if we can go do that for the happy hour. Could we go be there at their birth?
No.
Push. Ah. Rapido.
Andale.
Stephanie.
Let's go.
Stephanie Louise Miller.
Right? Oh, my God. Wait, I have to tell you one thing.
Yes, please.
I want you to know that my fucking middle name is Louise.
Ana Louise Ortiz.
And my mother's Louise. Middle name is Louise, and my daughter's middle name is Louise.
Wow.
So I, and I call our dog every day, I'm like, Sophie Louise.
Okay, you're a weird fan, but I love that about you. No, because if you were a Lucy fan, right?
I didn't know. So the last time.
Ethel Louise Mertz.
When I was here and you said something, and I said, what? And you were like, ah, it's a Lucy thing. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't realize because I thought you knew my fucking middle name. I was like,
how does
this bitch know my fucking middle name? Nobody knows my fucking middle name. Are you fucking the Hollywood medium?
Don't you feel like Lucy's like the emblem of Trump's America? Don't we every day look at our news alerts and go, ooh, he's got a lot of explaining to do.
I'm more like the.
Oh, Vicky.
I can't formulate a thought anymore. Plus, I'm fucking whacked.
You're fucking plots, man. This is fantastic. Boop, so boop. Here's the good thing. You have a fantastic musician husband, Noah. Two amazing kids that could be anywhere from 6 to 8. We're not really sure.
It's not but, important.
But here's the other thing I love about you, because I just shared this myself after the whole Rob Porter thing. You've been raising among all the activism you do, you raised awareness against domestic abuse, citing your own experience. And I shared it for one of the first times on the air, you know, a couple weeks ago, because I was like, I just went to a plastic surgeon and he was like, oh, I can do filler because she broke my nose like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was too embarrassed to go to a plastic surgeon then. I was like, oh, you know, and it wasn't that bad. It was the bridge of my nose. But I was embarrassed 20 years later to say this is what happened. And I thought, like, that's why we were all so fucking offended when Kellyanne Conway's like, oh, I'm not scared about Hope Hicks. She's a strong woman. It's like, you know what?
Bullshit.
We're all fucking strong women.
Oh, my God. I thought I was about the strongest woman there was. You know, I mean, honestly, I'm raised by a stone cold feminist, a father who, you know, instilled in me how important I was, what I was worth. I never had that kind of an issue. And yet, I ended up in an abusive relationship.
In my 40s, I was like, that's never happened to me. I was like, that's a first time.
That's amazing, because that's right. I mean, I was out of college. You're right. It was so embarrassing. It was so, and you know what? If my mother wasn't the amazing person she was, I don't know that I would have, because she saw that I was different how I was acting. And she didn't push me on it, but she definitely let me know that it's not okay. I don't know what's happening with you, but, you know, anyway, it was such a fucking pivotal, incredible moment to take that power back.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When I finally fucking confronted it, and then really to start talking about it.
Yeah. Because it is embarrassing.
It was
embarrassing.
And I'm college educated. I come from a good family.
Yeah,
I come
me
from
too.
Fucking New York.
That's what I mean about about Kellyanne Conway, like fucking shaming, like where you go.
Nope.
Like, that's the thing we probably thought, like, oh, you know, yeah, there's a thing that, oh, it's not women like us that are strong and educated and economically empowered. It's,
and it was so
invasive.
And
you think, like, that's the Me Too moment, the time's up, is that, you know, it's not just about sexual harassment. It's about that you go, and I'm a gay woman. It wasn't a man.
Right.
It was a woman.
Right.
And it never happened before and never happened before. And we had a wonderfully happy relationship many years. She snapped one night. I don't think she's a bad person. And for me, that's
for me, it was incremental. It was just like, and it just built up and built. And at first, it was like something I thought was cute, you know, like, oh, he's super jealous. Like, that's kind of awesome.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of great. Yeah. I kind of like that. And it just went to fucking nowhere land.
Yeah. But isn't that right that you just, like, I mean, it happened to me once and I got out, but you know.
You can wreck it. Well, we're lucky that we can see those signs. I think some people just sort of.
But isn't that part of the women's march, Me Too movement, right?
Yes.
Anna, that, like, I've always thought that it's about women that are not economically empowered like we are or whatever, to not feel like you don't have any options or you don't have any support, because that's what this whole beautiful movement is between Me Too and between these Never Again kids.
It's really exciting.
As you go, like, we don't have to live like this with assault weapons. We don't have to live with this kind of misogyny.
And I will say that I remember back in when Obama and Hillary were running against each other, my mother was Hillary from day one.
Right,
it was Hillary. I mean, we're New Yorkers. Like, it was, you know, she was our senator. And my mother's a fucking stone cold feminist. Yes.
She's a local girl.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And Hillary was our girl. And when Barack, and I was like, it's a fucking win-win. I was like, right. I'm yes. so happy.
I felt that way the whole
I'm so freaking happy.
But like, my we have said, two amazing candidates.
Like, I know.
They have a imagine? Shit show, as
and
usual.
And my mom said, she goes, you think this country's racist? Just wait till a woman tries to get some power. And I was like, oh, mom. Like, yeah. Bah, bah, bah. Sorry.
Yeah.
She mm-hmm. was right, like she always is. Like, yes, we are.
No one has ever been through what Hillary's been through.
No.
No
way.
One has ever been no rat fucked like Hillary was. I mean,
girl, by, I'll start.
And won by 3 million votes.
I will start freaking and out.
And won by 3 million fucking votes against Russian rat fucking, against
drink.
Voter suppression, against fucking, like, Russia? The FBI. I mean, huh?
Russia, the FBI, voter suppression.
I yeah. can't. The fucking media, excuse me, Chuck fucking Todd yeah. and all the rest of them. I even yeah. heard him today talking, and it's just, he was just like, can you believe what she said? It's like, you motherfucker!
Just, you just gave her a lady boner talking about Chuck Todd, like, being an asshole.
Oh, sorry, hang on.
Oh, she's gonna give you the fart machine.
I asked her if she wants the fart machine. Here,
you take it.
Okay,
that's you, the control.
That's
go
the
ahead.
Control.
Right,
it's Chuck Todd.
Yeah, that's what I feel like when he's like, "Can you believe what she?" It's like, keep her fucking name out of your mouth, then. How yeah. about that, Chuck?
Todd? Slap your name out.
How about just stop fucking keeping
I'm sorry.
Her-
All of them. Chris Matthews. I remember Chris Matthews interrupting a Hillary speech to say that she interrupts too much.
I can't. And how did we, like, just drum, like, sweep by the Chris Matthews, like, craziness? Yeah. Like, that was just like a meh, blip. Who cares? Nobody cares. He talked about giving her the fucking roofie.
NRT, she interrupts too much. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I don't think so,
Travis. What do you think?
I think
I don't. NRTs.
I was just going to say that maybe it's a Travis. Valid.
You know, she has a good point over
all right.
there.
See,
and he does it with a Philly accent.
We did a little skit there.
I really improv'd you guys.
No, but I thought, like, what the fuck? Like, how come she's like, and they ask her questions because people are interested in the biggest fucking theft of American democracy in the
and
world.
And also, she's really fucking
and she answers and they go, oh, why won't she shut the fuck up?
She's also really fucking smart.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Obama, Hillary, smart. We're the party of smart.
Right.
Yes.
You want a party of dumb?
No, I just said that
you
yesterday.
You want a party of smart.
Whatever his latest thing, the whole wall, all that, I'm like,
Space Force.
This is
when
the dumbest Space Force.
Bad?
This is the dumbest human
the space
we've ever been subjected to. Like, he's not just evil and a
I
traitor.
Can't.
He's
I can't
a fucking
with the Space Force. I can't with the fucking Space
That's
Force.
That's what I needed yesterday, though. That was like the one moment where I was like,
"We're gonna have a Space Force."
I can't with the space. I mean,
We're gonna
when
have a
you
space
said
force.
When you said the fucking con yo,
oh,
you know, space, balls.
Marinas.
Space balls.
Space balls.
Spaceballs.
When you said that shit, I can't. I was
course,
like,
yeah. Because this is where we are now. I can't, honestly, Anna, like, I feel like we all feel the same way that you can, everyone goes, oh, this is so great for comedians, and we laugh, but I'm like, this is really personally horribly upsetting.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're in a plane going down, and I don't know what, I'm just like, and I just texted Jackie Schechner today, investigaterussia.org, and
love
I was like,
her.
Don't you feel like, so don't you feel like, the dam's getting ready to break.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to fire Mueller. Yeah. Something's got, like,
well, we're on vacation
Mueller
next week,
just subpoenaed
so
them
gonna
today.
Of course, that's right. When yes, she goes away, shit
Yeah,
happens.
We're on vacation next week, so it's going to happen.
Oh, I can't.
Wait, who's in for you? So,
Frangela
and isn't there somebody else who's doing a day?
Everybody. Everybody will be here.
By the way, Frangela would totally love to have you come in and join them next
week. You time. Shut your mouth.
If you want to,
I
can make that happen.
It.
I can make that happen if you want to.
Shut up.
Do you?
Are you serious?
Do you want to?
He has the power.
I can make that
no,
happen.
No.
You know who I think sang that? Martha Wash. I've got the power.
Who will break your heart?
What?
He will
what?
Break your heart.
Okay.
Apart.
We
I
should
mean,
probably,
you don't want to go there.
We should probably stop now before we sing something else from Fame. Is there something else? Is there another song that's below?
From Fame?
Dogs in the Yard and
wait,
Hot
are you
Lunch
talking?
Jam. Yeah. How about Electric? Wait, what's Electric? Wait, what's that?
Electric Boogie Yoogie Yoogie?
Yeah.
That's
no,
not Fame.
No. Sean, help us.
Wait,
what's
the oh, no,
song?
Excuse
I'll pull
me.
It up.
No, it's The Body Electric. I sing
oh, oh,
the body
oh,
electric. I celebrate the me yet to come. It's my shit.
What? That's our shit, man. That's our shit.
My own reunion.
All right, we're going to go out on that. You know
when
what?
I
fuck, raise your glass. We're going to go out on The Body Electric because we're Fame girls, man. What's that you're fucking doing? That's like
I
the Kung Fu dancing.
Woman.
Okay.
That's some shit. attention.
Right, turn it up.
Motherfucker, Jesus. Those were the real kids.
Wow.
And real teachers.
Body
in the movie. Like, those are real teachers.
This is our Irene Cara, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that's not. But she does sing it. It's a whole bunch of people singing.
Yeah, okay.
She never watched the movie.
It's like the cast of
I
Hair.
I know I haven't.
It's the cast of Hair. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Hair is my favorite musical of all time.
Okay, well.
I played Christy in Hair.
We're gonna become,
there you go. There's your girl.
We're going to become one with the sun because of fucking climate change.
Yeah. I wish I had a lighter.
What? Oh my God. Where? Okay, hang on. I'm going to turn my iPhone light on.
I have the fart machine.
Hang on. Stars. Wait, oh my God. I too drunk to know my password. Hang on.
Sorry that I got so drunk.
Here we go.
Oh, I can do that.
Here we go. I got my iPhone on.
The body electric.
By the way, you guys.
I said.
They were the. Those, my teacher, Mr. Moody, who was the black drama teacher, was my homeroom teacher.
What?
Yeah. And he told us that he killed a man.
What?
Yeah.
What?
In an alley.
We're back in.
Okay, now we're back in.
We're back
in. Oh, sorry. Mr. Moody.
The show's not over.
Hang on.
It's over. Mr. Moody was my homeroom teacher, and he's in the Fame movie. If you ever watch the Fame movie, he's the black drama teacher, and he's amazing. Yeah, and he's super hot and in Fame. And he told us in homeroom, well, he was a black belt. That was like his jam. His body was ridiculous.
Wow.
And he told us that he got mugged and he ended up killing one of his assailants. And then we misbehaved ever.
I think that's bullshit, but okay. All right. You're like, whatever, drama teacher.
He was so cute.
Like, you maybe pantomimed it. Now here, I'm stabbing you.
Have you
I'm going down the stairs.
Oh, and you know what?
I'm going down the stairs in the wind.
Do you remember the movie Bad Boys with Sean Penn, Isai Morales?
Yes.
Mr. Moody was the jail guy.
What the fuck?
That was my first R-rated movie.
Wow.
Bad Boys.
Oh, are you starting? Are we? Okay, because now we're singing in the streets.
Everybody
okay.
should watch Fame.
All right.
Always.
Anna Ortiz is
Love
the
you
fucking shit,
so
people.
Much.
Every happy hour we finish, we think that was filthy. That was, what can we do? Well, there's nothing to be done now. Oh, but now there is. You can stick it in the clean phone and disinfect everything in your life. Everything, like, everything that is beautiful that you make into shit, you people.
We can sanitize
you
the podcast?
You turn it dirty and ugly. Listen, what, this the whole, you know why they thought of this? Because people are washing their hands like you should a million times a day using sanitizer, and then what? You carrying your dirty phone around. You're carrying your car keys.
Into the bathroom.
Your earbuds, your jewelry, your whatever. Put everything in there. It's the UV light that disinfects masks in hospitals. It charges and sanitizes. You need one. You got to have it. And they have masks as well. N95s, they have disposables. They have lavender aloe vera hand sanitizer that moisturizes and softens, and it smells beautiful.
They got you covered.
Now that I'm on the subject of lavender. It also has a diffuser, the lippy one, the lippy clean phone. You can put lavender in there, and then your mask is disinfected and sweet smelling.
Yes, and you need that because, you know, you get the mask burn.
Yeah.
Oh, mask burn.
Yeah, like when you had chili the night before.
Oh,
you
did, yeah. Okay, all right. Thecleanphone.com. You can get the Clean Phone Pro, the quiet one, for only $89 and free shipping when you use the code SEXYLIBERAL. Get serious, you dirty, dirty, dirty people. Just do it. Remember, use the code SEXYLIBERAL. 2-day free shipping, and it ships immediately. TheCleanPhone.com. TheCleanPhone.com.